Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening and happy new year, everyone. This is Apostle Bauer and Apostle Benny Burrell. Grateful and thankful for this great new year, for an opportunity to come and share with our listening audience some more teaching, some more empowerment in this great year of 2019. It is our prayer that this new year has come in for you with expectation to this new year, willing to do that which God has called you to do. You came into this new year purposeful. That's our desire. But what we know to be true is that there are some who have entered this new year with the same mindset they experienced in 2018. They still are of the mindset that they are defeated, that they are less than, that they cannot achieve. They want to blame it on the hand that's been dealt to them, or they want to blame it on societal norms, or they want to blame it on economy or education. So many different things that they want to blame it on to quantify why they haven't succeeded and why they are not pursuing success. So tonight we want to talk very briefly with you about those who have been crippled by self-deception. Crippled. We want to welcome and thank our callers for calling in on tonight. If at any time you have a question or you'd like to share, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. I will say to those who are connected to the Empowerment Place or on the line on tonight, I would that you, if you're available, to please press 1 and share in this conversation. So I believe that there is dialogue that we can have that will be beneficial to our listening audience now and to those who will listen later. Husband, can I ask you to open us with prayer?
Father, we come thanking you one more time for another year journey that we will embark on, that we be able to empower your people, allowing them to be able to stand your word a little bit better as they seek first the kingdom as you had instructed. Father, we just continue to thank you for the empowerment place, that we will be able to empower those all around the world. Father, we ask that you increase our listening audience, that we will be able to do the things that you would have us to do. Oh, Holy Spirit, continue to lead and guide us and direct us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Again, for our callers, for those who are available and are part of the Empowerment Place, if you would press 1 and be willing to share in this conversation, I would greatly appreciate it. Amen. So, crippled by self-deception is the topic tonight. And one might ask, where'd that come from? I don't know. I was just sitting here and that's what he gave me. So that's what we're going to do. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, it reads this way. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That great dragon was cast the whole world. Sometimes we make his job really easy because we deceive ourselves. We sometimes will seek out individuals, false teachers, if you may, those who will justify our sin, recognizing that the Bible speaks against it. Sometimes we will take the word of God. When the Lord led me to Philippians 4, and in Philippians 4:13 it reads, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But the Holy Spirit asked, yes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but will you? Each of us, you can say to yourself, if you're listening right now, I have the capacity within me to be successful. I have the capacity within me to be successful. You didn't do it. Come on, do it with me. I have the capacity within me to be successful. Babe, you didn't even say it with me. I don't care what you've been told. I don't know what people said. People have an opinion of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. One of the writings in the book, My Reality Revealed, is who taught you that? And I have to ask that question tonight. Who taught you that? God bless you, Pastor Ed. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Great evening. This is just a continuation of all that has been spoken this weekend.
Amen.
And it's just, you use the word capacity, and I think when you and Apostle Benny had your anniversary and we were pouring the sand into the vessel, you know, even when we think about capacity, if you're looking at a box and you're looking to fill the box, you're going to stop when you get to the top. But Holy Spirit says your box ain't going to stop at the top. You're going to just continue to flow and flow and flow. You're going to have an overflow. But I think in that realm of even understanding capacity, people still tend to limit themselves to what it is they can do.
Great. That's great observation. And when you said that, I think about the account in the Word of God when the woman was instructed to go out and get as many vessels as she could find and to take the oil from one vessel and to pour it into the rest of the vessels. And she poured and poured and poured from one vessel. She poured into many vessels until she had no more vessels. The oil stopped. But from that, she was able to live in an abundance. Mm-hmm. As long as she poured, as long as she was obedient, as long as she did the work, the blessing was waiting for her. So in that essence, when we are talking about capacity, it is limitless because we are ever evolving in the things of God. We are ever fulfilling the mandate that he's placed on us. And what causes the self-deception is that we have allowed the seeds that other people have planted in our spirit to take root and begin to grow, which causes us to doubt our ability to do what God has called us to.
And I think that also speaks to how individuals value themselves, as in, well, what they said is more important than what I heard or what I think, so I'm just going to let whatever they say I'm supposed to do just be it, and not really listen to or try to do anything else.
Yeah. I think, and babe, you can speak to this when I got home about our conversation about how something was communicated. And what you read was not what I was communicating. But without conversation about it, we can take something that's spoken, we can read something, and without clarity and understanding about what's being communicated and what's being stated, sometimes we will cause ourselves to become crippled thinking that, oh, they must have meant this, or, oh, they must have meant that, when it meant none of that. And so what's important for us moving forward, that in order not to cripple yourself and be deceived, you've got to be willing to communicate. First, be willing to communicate with the Father and be able to hear from the Holy Spirit That means for some of you, you've got to fine-tune your ear because you've been listening to the wrong voices for so long. You've been listening to false teachers. You've been listening to those who want to say, yeah, you can do that. That's cool. It's your thing. You do what you want to do. And you know in your spirit that it's contrary to everything that the Word of God has said. You do it. And the Holy Spirit is saying, even now, I need you to take time and listen to me. Let me guide you in all truth so you can stop believing the lie that you can when I've given you the ability to can. I look at what we've done in the past year, in 2018, in comparison to some other years I've lived. Years ago that I would not be able to do some things. I would not be able to accomplish some things. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't anointed enough. I didn't have the finances. I was disqualifying myself, deceiving myself because I was speaking over my life those things contrary to what the Word of God says. Is there a witness in the house? Oh, God. What are we looking for? How do we know that we can be successful? How do we know? Are we motivated? Do we have ambition? Do we recognize that leadership and the capacity to succeed is born out of character and a determination for Miles Monroe? We thank God for all the jewels that he left for us. But he said leadership, which to me speaks to our ability to succeed, is born out of character and a determination to be and express yourself fully. How many times have we been told that we can't be us, that we got to be like somebody else? And you believed it. You allowed yourself to be deceived based on the words of others. Maybe you can talk about your experience, even with the writing of your book that will be released in 2019. Amen. How, from where you started with your book, and how you were preparing to release it, because of your mindset and because of the emotions that you felt in the process of that, you were sort of deceived yourself into thinking that things were a certain way. But when you when the Holy Spirit dealt with you, you found that it was something completely different. I mean, can you speak to that?
Yes. You know, and some people say, well, that book probably never come out. But here's the thing. I'm glad it didn't because I was
I was in a
hurt place, and it was like almost like even though I wasn't employed with any of those agencies no more because I retired, it was like a disgruntlement. Mm-hmm. Like I was a disgruntled person. And then, just looking back, you know, I see that it was I that caused most of the hurt and pain, thinking that I couldn't do what I was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can think back even to blaming my one of my high school coaches for not recognizing my talent, and then realizing after all these years it wasn't him. Now, I had some that inspired me even with my faults, but the one that I didn't think inspired me at all, and maybe he didn't, but it was just my way of using that as a crutch.
Amen. Self-deception. He was in a hurt place. He was in a disgruntled place. And so sometimes when we become upset or angry or bothered emotionally with a situation or an individual, that will limit us. That will cripple us because we're operating under a deception that we can't overcome whatever the situation is. The Word of God tells us that love covers a multitude of sins. So if anyone has hurt you, has broken your heart, the Word tells us that we should love. Even those that despitefully use us and say all manners of evil against us, we should be able to fix that heart condition so that we can move forward and be the success that God would have us to be. So what you feel? You can do that. You don't have to stay in the place that you are because you got knocked down. Get back up. Who was it that made the song some time ago? Donnie McClurkin. We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. Stop believing the lie that because you fell down, that it's over. It's not over. Get up. Brush yourself up. Encourage yourself in the Word to know that you've got power. You've got authority. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that gives you strength and guides you in all truth. Stop crippling yourself because of heart conditions. Ask yourself, what's inspiring me? And if you say nothing, then let me encourage you to find another circle of influence. Let me encourage you to find a new set of friends. Let me encourage you to come out of the box, to get out of the room, to get out of that place. Because everyone, I'm a pusher. Amen. I'm a pusher. I know that I'm a pusher. But while I'm pushing, there's somebody pushing me too. So that I won't get to a place where I become complacent in where I am, that I'm always seeking to do more to positively affect the kingdom of God here on earth. I can't get upset. I can't get upset because certain people don't want to accept me in their circle. I'm grateful because I don't want to be in everybody's circle in the first place. Get over it and stop being upset about it. Find those who will inspire you to be what God has called you to be, to pull you up out of that dry place. And recognize that you have characteristics. When I'm talking about the capacity, it's regarding the characteristics of God that reside on the inside of you. If you can be confident in God and God's Spirit dwells on the inside of you, can you then find confidence in yourself? Because you have a relationship with the Father and because we can call him Abba. Don't you recognize that he will take care of you if you would just trust and believe, if you would just be obedient for what the Spirit is saying to you, if you would take the Word of God and allow it to be your roadmap for success? Don't you know that God will meet you right where you are and allow change to happen if you would just change your mind about yourself? I know, God. I know. He said sometimes we've been in a place of self-deception because our motives were wrong. Sometimes seed had nothing to do with what God wanted, but it's that we wanted to consider ourselves equal to the next one. We wanted to be in the right circle and doing the right thing. And God said, Is that what I instructed you to do? Because even in that, I'm a witness. there were times that I would get dismayed because I didn't feel as though I was getting I needed to be effective in the kingdom. But the Holy Spirit assured me, Valerie, you're doing just what God wants. And I've told several people that this very thing this past weekend, that when you do what God wants you to do, your gift will make room for you. Doors will be open. But it means that you've got to be confident in who you are and confident in what God has placed on the inside of you. So what, your assignment doesn't look like everybody else. So what, your circle of influence is not what you thought it should be. So what? So what? Things are not what you had anticipated they would be. God can use you right where you are. Who told you it was bad to be ambitious? Who told you it was bad to be independent? Who told you that it was bad to come up with original ideas? Who told you it was wrong for you to have confidence? Somebody did. And all of that fueled this self-deception that you are unable to be a success. The faithfulness of our God. The faithfulness of our God. That even when we trip in, Shin, what about self-confidence? Understanding that it's a byproduct of our faith in God's faithfulness and ability. We can stand on the word that says, I am persuaded that he who has begun a good work in me shall complete it. Or we can stand on the word that says, if God be for me, then who can be against me? Stand on those instead of that stuff that you've been feeding yourself. I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to get this done. Oh, this is too hard. This is too much. I can't. But in fact, you can. If it's your desire, you certainly can. I've been even talked about the base that my husband and I had at our anniversary on last year. When I first picked up sand, I picked up a small vase. And Holy Spirit said, no, get a bigger vase. And so I did. And everyone in the room poured into our vase, and we still have it in our living room. And it's a reminder of how God has joined us together, that we won't be separated with all the layers, all the colors, all the differences that makes us the couple that we are. God wants to take every challenge you face, every hardship you face, every mistake, he wants to take all of that and cover it with his love, cover it with his blood, inside of you. So that you can be the success that he's designed you to be. I want you to change your mind about who you are in him and know that you are great. He wants you to stop being crippled by self-deception and start seeing yourself the way that he sees you, fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. That your life would give him glory, honor, and praise all the days of your life. Amen. 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 I hope this has inspired and empowered you as much as it has me. Did it inspire you, babe? We want you all to welcome a new voice to the Empowerment Place radio broadcast starting Saturday at 8:00 a.m. Tell Them Ministries, Apostle Gloria Hawkins, will begin airing weekly at 8 o'clock a.m. each Saturday morning here on the Empowerment Place Blog Talk Radio. Please invite your friends, your family to join her. Please spread the word. We are excited that Apostle Gloria has come along to share relevant teaching each week from Tell Them Ministries. Also invite you to please continue to send in your prayer request. Prophet Williams and the intercessors are having prayer at 5 a.m. each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are encouraging our men to join us on Wednesday mornings, and that prayer is led by my husband, Apostle Benny. All this information and more can be found on my Facebook page, Valerie Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, or our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC. We also invite you to visit our website, TheEmpowermentPlace.org. I'm excited. God has already done great things. We want to invite you also, for any listeners in the Tappahannock, Virginia region, we have a few seats left, and the availability for tickets has been extended to next Sunday for Hear Me Roar, Virginia, being held on January 19th in Tappahannock at the Clary Training Institute. For more information, please also visit the website or my Facebook page. Tickets for that event are $20. Father, thank you for what you've done tonight. Thank you that these seeds will fall on good ground and bring forth the return that will glorify you. We thank you and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for joining us this week. As always, we encourage you to empower yourself, but once you've been empowered, take responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you all. Good night.